Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 130. Alex is pretty. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And let me tell you something. I'm so happy to see my little redheaded friend.
I'm very pretty.
Yes, you are pretty.
Thank you.
You are pretty.
Thank you.
You got some pretty lips over there.
Hoping you'd say hair.
I was saying hair. Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, Berry Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
It works.
Yay! So, first and foremost, there was no show last week. So I apologize
Damn.
For that. Alex was in Mexico. We're going to talk about that
a little bit.
And, you know, the GHR schedule was a little wonky because of the Jewish holidays and so forth. And I said, you know what? I'm just not getting it done this week because I don't want to have to put anybody else out. And I was just, not having it. So that being said, here we are. We're back. We're back again. Brim is back. He brought Alex, his friend. You know what I mean? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Back again.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm Alex.
So,
I'm back.
Yeah. So I have a lot of things to talk about today.
My flight was terrible.
I was going to ask you how Mexico was.
Mexico was great. Well, all right. Do you want to hear the good or the bad?
And the freaking ugly. What?
What do you want to hear first?
Good, the bad, and the freaking ugly.
Well, what first?
Whatever. I don't care.
Good or bad. All right. We'll start with
did
bad.
Did you get sick?
No.
You drank the water?
Well, I did, actually.
Like,
but we think it was from the heat. All right. So we'll start with bad, since you basically brought being sick up. So when we got to our first resort, we noticed that it was really, really hot. Like, obviously Mexico is hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
But, like, my parents, like, usually the lobby. What?
What? I'm just listening to you and your poop story.
Usually Mexico is really, usually the lobby is a little cold. And then our rooms also had no air conditioning, and so we were wondering what was going on.
Okay.
Because my parents had been to Mexico resorts before, and usually there's AC in the rooms.
Right.
Their AC had blown a week prior. And they've been having heat problems with the heat. And guests were, like, leaving our resort, like, throughout the entire week that we were there.
Mm.
On the third day, my aunt couldn't take it, and we packed up our bags and left, and we went to the resort next door.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they give you guys a refund?
They did not, but my aunt and my mom are fighting tooth and nail because we bought insurance for the, for the package deal thing that we bought. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, I was sick for an entire day. My dad was sick for an entire day, and they think that it was because of the heat.
The heat.
Yeah. So it wasn't that type of sick.
No.
It because we couldn't eat anything that day.
I thought for sure it was that kind of sick.
Absolutely not.
Montezuma's revenge.
No, it was more just like we were in a lot of pain. We had like really bad headaches, and like we just couldn't move. Like we stayed in bed all day.
So what's the name of the place that you stayed?
Iberostar.
That's the first place.
That was the first place.
Yes, I'm talking about.
But I gotta say, I loved that resort more.
Well.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any rooms there that actually had AC?
Their whole resort is connected to one AC system, and apparently they were waiting on a very, very expensive and large part to repair something that blew a week prior to us going.
Wow, and they didn't warn anybody?
No.
Wow.
And they didn't give us an option to go to a different Iberostar resort or anything like that. Like, they just kind of put us in the heat and said, deal with it.
No good.
No good. So in the middle of the third night, I packed up with my aunt and left.
Okay.
And we bought a whole new package deal in the resort next door.
Right.
Yeah.
And was it good?
We needed the cold air.
So you didn't care. Are you okay? You look like you're either exhausted or stoned.
Well, okay, so that's the second part. So my flight got overbooked.
Wait, when did you come back?
Okay, so I was supposed to come back on the 18th, but that didn't happen. Okay. So you know what happens when a flight gets overbooked, right?
Mm-hmm.
They start, you know, offering, hey, $500 to somebody who wants to go on a later flight.
Right.
And then, you know, when enough people don't take that, you know, lottery system, who's sitting in what seat? Mm-hmm. Guess who got picked?
You?
Yeah.
Did they give you the $500?
Yeah, we did. My parents stayed with me, and Megan obviously stayed with me, and we caught a later flight, and I arrived 4 or 5 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, but I thought you were giving lessons earlier.
I was not.
Oh. So you could have gotten here earlier today?
I could not have.
And slept on the couch?
I could not have. I was dead. I was very dead.
Well, listen, it is what it is. It's not my fault that you were late.
The girlfriend had to go to work.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So
she missed
fun?
A day, though.
It was the first time that you went away with her?
It was the first time I went to another country.
Oh, was that good for you?
Oh, it was so much fun.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going back next year.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Alone?
No.
With your girlfriend?
Hopefully.
And with the parents again?
They said that they are ditching us and that we are on our own next year.
Really?
Probably not exactly true.
Were you guys in the same, room? Or you guys,
no, absolutely not. We all had our own rooms.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys got jiggy with it in Mexico.
Absolutely.
Hot tamale.
So we had our own jacuzzi in the second resort. That was great.
So, but it was too freaking hot. So what?
No, the second resort.
Oh, my Lord.
It was nice and cold in the second resort.
Hot pastrami. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
We had a bath bomb.
Something jalopy.
It was a mermaid bath bomb.
Mermaid. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I'm just.
It was very sparkly and pretty.
So what else did you do while you were there? Did you do any excursions? Did you do anything?
We couldn't because of COVID. I mean, we could, but my parents didn't want it to. We have to test before leaving the country. Mm-hmm. And if we're negative, then we have to stay in Mexico for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So my parents didn't want to risk that.
Hold on a minute. So you each got $500 apiece for staying back?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
They offer you money originally. And then they do a lotto.
They used to offer, more flights or stuff like
that. I don't
know
if it was 500. I was very tired and wasn't paying attention. It was some amount of money.
So you don't even know what it is?
No, because we didn't get it yet.
God.
Le who? The her.
I heard the word 100 at the end. That's all that mattered to me.
So if it could have been 0-100?
But I didn't take it originally. I wanted to get home. I was already really tired. And then we slept in the airport. It was disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like when we slept in the airport.
The airport was not disgusting. The airport was really nice. It was disgusting that we had to be in that situation. I should rephrase.
Well, you know, if they put you there, they should have put you up in a hotel too.
No.
Oh.
Because you can't go back through customs.
Oh, so you were stuck.
Stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Once you pass the TSA and customs, you can't.
Well, what's really interesting is that, you know, if they were going to hold you back like that, you know, first and foremost, I mean, look, if they're doing like this lottery thing, you know, I would have been like, no, I'm not staying here. So I would have fought them unless, you know, you're okay and you can
they
come
have
back.
To. Unfortunately.
You don't have to.
You do have to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
There are ways to get out of that crap.
Well, we could not get out of that.
Regardless, you wanted to get the money, so you got the money.
I did not. I wanted to leave with my brothers. My brothers left us.
Really?
They did, yeah. They went home on the right flight.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to make them stay. But my parents also didn't want me to be alone.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't, leave you alone in a foreign country. You especially.
Yeah.
They would throw you into some kind of crap. You don't even know what.
Oh my God! When we were going through the market, it was like everybody tried to talk to you and sell you something. Like everyone. Oh, my uncle almost got pickpocketed by a 5-year-old. I'm not even making. There was a 5-year-old going around selling popcorn, and then he tried to pickpocket my uncle, while we were eating dinner. I could not believe it.
Yeah, no, you got to keep stuff.
That was wild.
You got to keep stuff hidden there. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some of them Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Will D from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Within Brimskin.
So speaking about going away and trips and stuff, flights right now are pissing me the freaking hell off, all right? I am super annoyed and pissed off at flights in general. First and foremost, I was supposed to do the event in, just this past month in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was canceled, blah, 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 so all the flights are like, all right, well, canceled, the flights are canceled. Now, all the money that, was spent on the flights, even though that was done by the promoter, it's still that's part of my package. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to lose.
And you didn't get it back.
Well, no, I did get it back. However, they only gave me on the Southwest flights, which pisses me off because Southwest is the company that I deal with regularly. You know what I mean? And they're the ones that are in, all my paperwork.
They screwed you.
So, yeah. So they were like, you can only use this up until September 14th. And if you don't use it by September 14th and fly by September 14th, then it's going to cost $100 out of this. And then we can maybe reissue the other 100 and change for this one thing.
They're making it hard on you.
So that pissed me off. Frontier, which sucks in general, gave me a year to use that, thankfully.
All right. Wow.
So that's first and foremost. So now I'm going to have to sit and deal with Southwest again and spend another 10 hours on the phone with them for them to sit and do the same goddamn garbage they did to me the last time.
I'm surprised Frontier gave you a year.
Yeah, I thought it would be opposite. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that being said,
they're so terrible, they want to get you on the plane no matter what.
Yeah, it was crisscross applesauce and did not work.
Crisscross applesauce.
So I was not happy at all.
That was first. Me like hours ago.
This isn't done. So I'm like, well, you know what? I also have other flights that are, out there that I'm waiting on. So a couple years ago, this is how far back this one goes. I actually had one, if you recall, I did that charity event And I spent
You do
like,
a lot of charity events.
Yes, but I did like this charity event and it was somewhat local.
That's so specific.
Yes. And I threw down a couple hundred dollars for you know, the auctions, and I wound up winning a few of the items. One of the items.
Oh,
you remember that?
I feel like I do remember this.
Yeah, I won the watch and a couple other things.
Something like that.
Well, one of the things that I won was a, you know, two people round trip flights to Florida. Right?
Oh, that's cool.
So, what do you call? We hadn't been able to use them, and what do you call? Obviously, COVID. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had been trying to, you know, work it out with the guy, you know, from when we won it. Like, hey, when can we use it? When can we do it? Blah blah blah, and trying to set it up. So he's like, yeah, no problem. Whenever you want to go, just let me know. Well, I've been trying to contact him for the last couple of years, and the guy never responded. Apparently, he also owned a place called Polish, which is a nail and wine bar.
Mm-hmm.
Shut them all down, like, almost overnight. Screwed a whole ton of different people.
Damn.
All right, who bought, like, gift cards and whatever, stuff like that over the internet, you know what I mean? And never said, well, you know, never
it's
shut down that
shut
e-commerce.
Down. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And never shut down saying that they were closed. So then apparently the guy moved to Florida. All right, has not responded once.
He used your plane tickets.
So he's, yeah, probably. So he's going to wind up not, you know, holding true on the tickets that we were supposed to get.
Is there something that you could do about that?
I actually contacted the charity. I contacted them today. I said, you know what? It's, you know, I feel bad even messaging you about this. But, you know, in all fairness, it just happened to me. If it happened to be me, it could have been anybody else.
It could have been somebody, yeah.
Yeah, and who, you know, was relying on that and they, you know, they want it just like I want it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd like an answer.
What'd the charity say?
So they're looking to track him down and see what can be done. You know, and they said I was right.
Press charges on this thief.
They said I was right. Well, there's nothing that you can really do. I mean, if he's not going to be honorable, then he's not going to be honorable.
You can punch him in the face.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I don't get what I'm supposed to get, I'm going to, you know, drag him through the freaking mud. You know that. And you know me. I have the ways to do such things. So at the end of the day, if he wants to play games with me, I'm going to play games back.
You heard that, people. If you need a job done, you call Brimstone.
Yeah, there you go. What do you call it? So that being said, what do you call it? Yeah, very, very pissed off about that because now it's like more flights that, you know, like I couldn't take advantage of because of COVID. And now, what? So I don't get them now because this guy disappeared?
Because COVID?
Well, no, I don't know why he disappeared. I don't think it was from COVID.
Well, no, I'm just saying I was adding to the list.
Yeah.
You can't take advantage of tickets because this guy, because COVID, because everything.
Now, what I also wanted to talk about, I mean, I don't know if you've been following any of it or if you knew what was going on because you were out of town, but did you know about the whole Petito case?
No.
Why are you like, are you serious? You didn't hear about this?
What is the, no.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, it's where the girl from here on Long Island, Gabrielle, Gabby Petito.
Oh my God, everyone's been talking about, and I have not heard this. No, wait, do we have to talk about this? I want to hear it from somebody else first.
I'm sorry, well, I got to talk about it on the show.
God.
So, what do you call it? So, this girl who's from Long Island, what do you call it? Or, you know, she was going out with what was supposedly the fiance, and they went out and they were, you know, going across the country together, and they got in the van and the whole nine yards, and all of a sudden she stopped contacting the parents, and what do you call it, the guy wound up showing back up at his parents' house with her van. She was nowhere to be found. I'm just giving you the notes on
this. She went to Newfield, because I heard a lot about Newfield something. I don't know, right?
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
she went to the school that I went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why I wanted to hear this.
Because
I had friends be like, yo, did you hear what happened? And I'm like, what? And then I just haven't heard anything.
Right. Well, she, what do you call it? The boyfriend or the fiance, whatever the hell you want to call this guy, was like, refused to do, you know, have any conversations with the police, refused to help at all. And what do you call it? And then the parents were like harboring him, and the attorneys, you know, were harboring him. And they basically were like, well, he has no comment right now. So that obviously makes you look guilty. But since he couldn't, he was just a person of interest, and he couldn't, you know, and they couldn't put anything on him, quote unquote, pin on anything on him. So he was just, you know, they were like, okay, well, you know, we'll come back. You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And rather than having people stationed there to make sure that he didn't, you know, sneak out in the middle of the night and go away, they didn't do anything. They apparently found the body. Okay.
Okay.
They found the body, and I believe they identified it as her, or at least it is the description of her. And what do you call it? And this guy is in the wind. He's gone.
He's
he took
gone.
Off. So I think that they should take, you know, and the body was found in not so great remains, as far as I heard. And there were two lesbians that were also in the same park that were found murdered.
Oh boy.
You know what I mean?
By this guy?
I would assume. So allegedly.
Damn.
So
allegedly.
So they just happened to let this guy run and get away. I hope that
I bet he's in Mexico.
I think that they should arrest the parents. I think they should arrest the attorney.
Why should they arrest the parents?
For harboring him.
Oh, they harbored him. That's right.
They harbored
Harboring a fugitive. Yeah. Well, he wasn't a fugitive at the time,
Doesn't
was he?
Doesn't matter.
It does, though. They have to have a charge.
He knew. They knew what was going on, and they protected his ass.
Yeah, but was
and
he,
I get it.
Was
I
he
get
wanted?
It. At that time, they were wanting to talk to him, which means that he was of interest. If you're innocent, Alex... You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but like you can avoid that. You're allowed to avoid the police, though.
Okay. Well, that
unless
that
they
being
have
said,
a warrant. If that, they had a warrant for his, you know, if they had a warrant to talk to him or bring him in, then you know.
If he was innocent, then that would be one thing. But this guy was guilty of sin, and everybody saw it.
Yeah, I know.
So and now he's in the wind, and they have no idea where he is. So
he's in Mexico, people.
Hope that he's
drinking free margaritas.
I hope that I hope that somebody finds him and tears him from limb to limb. The piece of trash, the piece of garbage. I am so disgusted by this entire case. And it's not just, I mean, this crap happens all the time. It's not just, you know, like it's just, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't understand how somebody could be so disgusting and so out of their goddamn mind.
It's hard to get people. You got to prove it in court. Got to do it in court.
Well, they would be able to do it in court if the guy didn't take off.
Well,
and
you got to catch him before that.
Well, they should have
caught
him.
Game of cat and mouse.
They should have caught him, and they should have waited outside. I mean, all this freaking, I mean, we're talking about this entire past week. Media like nobody's business.
Yeah,
it's been a media circus.
I know it has. I've been hearing that it's been a media circus, and my brother was literally like, just don't even tell him. There's so much. And I was like, oh, okay. So I've been left in the dark about this whole thing.
Absolutely disgusting. Why don't we do this? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back with...
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie, go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you've...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you can save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey,
everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
So murder, you say?
I can't even fathom. You know, I can't even fathom. And the guy was just like, yeah, you know, no, I'm not going to help. Like, if that's not guilty, I don't know what is. If that's not guilty, I'm not going to go and help look for her.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not going to tell you where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're guilty. So you're, you know, if you're...
A lot of guilty people also, like, help too much.
Okay.
Happens a lot.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'd rather he helped too much.
Like Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
She led the police all around Florida, like, to, like, fake jobs and everything like that.
Right.
You know? And then they were just like, you're lying to us. You know? You've been lying this entire time. She's like, no, I didn't.
People were tracking, you know, or trying to track, or go in and, like, figure out exactly where they were, when they were, all that jazz, and looking at photos and mapping things out with her Instagram. Then all of a sudden, her Instagram was taken down because the guy has her freaking phone.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, he took the freaking
Instagram.
They could
still track her phone, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
They come.
Well, even if they can't. Well,
cell phone tower can
if he
do
has it.
It.
If he has it.
He probably has it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm assuming he has it.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. I hope he's dead. I hope he dies. Piece of you know.
Probably not.
No.
He's going to be running.
Probably for a long time. He'll get. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's just disgusting.
He'll get some years. Then he'll get caught. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Less than a year? More than a year?
I don't know, because everybody's looking for him right now. Everybody. It's all over the place. Everybody's looking for this guy. So I'm sure if somebody's going to see him, he's done for. Put it this way. If I saw him on the street, he'd be
Where
done.
Were the parents hiding him? What state? Is this Long Island or no?
No, that was in Florida, I believe. I believe that was in Florida. Okay. But
he escaped Florida, basically.
Yeah.
That was his last known location.
Yes. He All could right. still be there. We don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think he's still in the state or do you think he's heading
I think
somewhere?
That he knew that they were going to find the body, and I think that he decided, I'm going to jump the hell out of get the hell out of Dodge. That's what I think.
Where do you think he went?
I have no idea.
A fugitive? Where did you go?
I have no idea. I'm not a fugitive, nor would I want to be. Nor would I be. I wouldn't give anybody a reason for it.
I'd go to China.
Okay. You'd stick out like a sore thumb in China, let me tell you.
I understand, but you know what? No one would look for you in China right now.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't go to China looking for him anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why
it's a perfect sense to go there.
Well, I don't know, man.
As I say, with a mouthful of food.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Sorry, guys.
Another thing that's been going on, which I'm actually really excited about, is I just hooked up with a new home gym. So what do you call it? So Ultimate Gym, which is actually not far from me. I'm actually going to be starting over there. I set everything up with them, and now I'm going to start working out over there, get myself back into gear, because I gained way too much weight over the last couple of years.
I thought you said it was a home gym.
No, well, home gym when I'm not touring. This is where I stay.
Oh,
that's I was going to that other place, which was my home gym for many years.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what do you call it? So now I'm in this new spot, and really nice people so far. You know, I just got started with them, and you know, I need to get myself back in gear.
I want to join a gym.
There's nothing. I don't know what you would do at a gym.
Neither.
I honestly don't know what you...
I want to try lifting weights.
If you wanted to bulk up, like, you need to, like, gain weight first.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
I eat. I'm eating right now.
Yeah,
it's
proof. Yeah, you're always eating. What do you call it?
Yeah, see? I'm always eating.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, or sleeping. I think the sleeping part's the problem.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. What do you call it? I don't know, man.
I lost my Nap Queen neck pillow, and I'm very sad.
Didn't I get you that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you lose it?
I don't know.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'm very upset with you.
I'm very upset with myself.
I got you a lot of really fun stuff.
I know. I love a lot of it.
Yeah. Can you stop chewing? You're making me crazy. Like, seriously. What do you call it?
I'm hungry. I just got back from Mexico. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I want a margarita now.
Which means you were, like, living it up and enjoying life.
And then the airport sucked.
Well, that's not my fault.
It's not my fault either.
Yes, it is.
I guess it is. I got picked.
I think that's hilarious that you got picked.
I think they were just like, the redheaded one. Pick him. No, I can't be. They literally like just called random seat numbers.
So how many people did they pull?
Well, they had to. So they needed to get 12 people off the plane. 2 people volunteered to leave and take money. And the rest of us got called. And then when I was called, they put some people back on the plane because I was like one of the last ones. But then, you know, Megan and my parents stayed behind. So mm-hmm. we got to let some people back on.
Well, but here's the thing. This is what I don't understand.
Yeah.
What makes those people more important than the people that were already on there?
It doesn't. It's the luck of the draw.
It's not the luck of the draw. I'm here. I'm on the plane. I don't need to get off for anybody else.
Well, that's what happened.
I would have fought it.
I've been on overbooked planes before, but I've just never been picked.
Yeah, no, I would have fought it. Or, you know, if I didn't have somewhere to be, I'd been like, okay, I'll take the money or I'll take the whatever. Can you stop crunching in my ears? Like, it's really getting irritating.
All right, I'm over here now.
You're over there now. Anyways, what do you call it? So, back to all the other stuff. I mean, look, at the end of the day, what do you call it? You know, I do need to get some stuff happening here. I need to lose some weight, so I'm psyched about doing the gym thing.
Give me some.
Yeah, I can give you some. It would be great if I could just cut it off and slap it on you.
There you go.
I'd slap it on your forehead though.
Why?
Just for fun.
No.
Yeah, because you know you're trying with this and shoving these cookies in your face. What?
What? I'm hungry. You're going to kill me for being hungry?
I didn't say I was going to kill you. I just said I'd slap fat.
You're
going to
slap me in the face? You're going to slap fat in my face for being hungry?
That would be hilarious. Right on your forehead.
Don't
and
you want me to gain
down
weight?
Like a bunt. It would be a bunt right on
your
eyes.
When I gain weight from eating these cookies, I'm going to slap you with my fat.
I'd love to see you get any fat and try to slap me.
challenge not accepted.
There you go. Okay.
I know when I can't do something.
So what do you call it? I want to make sure that everybody is also well aware that this month is Suicide Awareness Month. I know that I did mention when it happened, you know, I lost a friend to suicide just this month. And what do you call it? It was very, very upsetting. And, you know, there are so many other ways to kind of go about handling situation. And again, I'm sorry, I'm very, very exhausted right now and just not in the mood to, you know, to really be up. And I hope that I'm not depressing everybody out there, especially talking about, you know, suicide awareness month. But the fact is you are not alone. And just because, you know, you feel down or you feel like there's nobody else out there, there's help. Please, please, please reach out to somebody. And, you know, I can guarantee you things will be better. Things can get better. And you are worth the fight. So that being said, I also want to make sure you guys know about the new track that's coming out by Arizona Lindsay. She just so you guys are aware, you know, it's just I am not working with her anymore. The fact is that I'm just way too busy and I do not have the time to dedicate to her and her needs and her team. So what do you call it? But I do want to make sure that people know that the new track Worth the Fight is out there coming this month. Arizona Lindsay, my brother from Another Mother, DMC, Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC is on the track. You know, I facilitated that and I do want to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to check that out because it is a great track. It's fantastic. And, you know, it just raises more awareness to what's going on out there. So shout out to Ari, to D, to Law, and Professor Slider, the whole team over there. And that's about it. I mean, I really don't have much more to talk
there
about.
There is a song, it's pretty famous. It's 45 by Shinedown.
Okay.
And a lot of people think that the 45 is a gun. And he's actually not talking about a gun. He's talking about basically, it's a metaphor for life. It's okay. The barrel of life. Like staring, like looking down at your future is as scary as staring down the barrel of a gun.
Really?
And the reason he wrote the song is because he had a friend who basically he was downstairs, heard a gunshot, went upstairs, and he just had his friend had a gun, dropped the gun, and he was like, I couldn't do it. Like his friend just couldn't kill himself.
Right.
He was in a really, really dark state, and he just felt like a failure. He picked him up, you know, and tried to help him get better. Now that guy has, like, a wife, a kids, and all that stuff, and, you know, things will get better, you know. It doesn't always stay dark. So that song is meant to represent that. So gotcha. I feel like that's another good song about this.
Absolutely. Well, listen, everybody. What do you call it? The time is now. The time is up. Thank you so much for tuning in for WBS. I promise to be a happier Brim next week. And what do you call it? I will see you then. Make sure you hit us up on all the social medias and yada, yada, yada. And until next time, I'll let your boys stay safe.